Another parsha in Sefer Bereishis, another parsha without a formal mitzvah counted by the Sefer Achinuch, another parsha, a chance to be creative and figure out which mitzvah to talk about this week. It's Shabbos Chayisara. We're going to talk about... Wow, different options. Shidduchim, of course. Chayisara Shidduchim. You don't know this? You don't want the seminar here? No? Fine. Talking about Shidduchim, the idea that Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, and many of the halachos actually about Kiddushin are actually derived by Chazal from Psukim in this week's Parsha, the idea of Eliezer, for example, that he was going not just to find a Shidduch, but to perhaps actually do Kiddushin as a Shliach for Kiddushin. Tosfos and Maseches Ksubis and Daf Zayin, quote from Maseches Kala, I think it is, also the Chizkuni in this week's Parsha, they all quote this idea that Eliezer brought along 10 men with him so he can make Birchas Eris and make the Bracha on the Kiddushin and have a minion present for the idea, certain halachos learned out from this week's parsha about Kiddushin. Now, whether we count Kiddushin, the idea of getting married, as a formal mitzvah is, of course, a machlokes rishon, a very complicated discussion. The Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah 552 in Parshas Kisetze does count the mitzvah. Pasuk describes kiyikach ish isha in the context of things going wrong, which is not how it usually goes, we hope. But the idea is, Torah describes when a man marries a woman, and we understand not just when he marries a woman, but there's some sort of mitzvah for a person to get married. That's how the Sefer HaChinuch understands it. Other Rishonim, the Smak, for example, the Smak understands there's a formal mitzvah for a person to go out to initiate Kiddushin. One who's sitting around and doesn't want to get married, there's a mitzvah for that person to go out and get married. Other Rishonim disagree. The Sheiltos, the Mordechai, other Rishonim, they say there's no separate mitzvah to get married. There's a mitzvah to have children. And the best way to have children is to get married and to have a secure, stable environment. So part of the mitzvah of having children would perhaps include the step of getting married. The Ramban, other Rishonim, they say, no, maybe there is a mitzvah to get married, but that mitzvah only kicks in with Nisuin, when they actually live together. Just the kiyikach ish, just the kiddushin, just the act of betrothal, that itself may not be a mitzvah according to some. On the other far end of the spectrum is the Rush. The Rush's opinion is that the idea of getting married is not a mitzvah at all. It isn't part of another mitzvah. It isn't the preparatory step of a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all. And one of the big discussions that comes up halachically is how do you understand the bracha that we make when we do Kiddushin? What bracha do we say? Birchas Erisin, which is the same thing as the bracha on Kiddushin. What is the bracha? Vitzivanu al harayos. So there's a bracha, asher kiddushan b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. It sounds like a birchas ha-mitzvah, so perhaps kiddushin is a mitzvah. What's a counter-argument? Does the bracha say v'tzivanu l'kanesh ha-sa'isha? V'tzivanu al harayos. The bracha is framed very strangely. He commanded us not to do the wrong thing and not to engage in illicit relations. That would indicate, the Rush says, that there's no mitzvah to get married, it's just a mitzvah not to have harayos. And then we get married as a way to do the opposite of that. In the Rush's time, the minhag was to make that bracha after the act of kiddushin, after the act of giving a ring. That was done afterwards. That would indicate that it's, the Rush argues, a birchas ha-shevach. It's not a bracha on the mitzvah, because you always make birchas ha-mitzvah over la'asiyasan, before doing an act of the mitzvah. By making this bracha after giving the ring, in his time, that was the minhag, indicates it's a birchas ha-shevach. We're thanking Hashem for giving us opportunity to get married and to stay away from arayos, but there's no formal mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch, where does he land? In mitzvah 552, the Sefer HaChinuch takes a nuanced approach. He holds that there is a mitzvah, he counts the mitzvah to get married, but it's not a initiating, get off the couch and get married, and it's not part and parcel of pru or vu, and it's not delayed until Nisun when they live together. He holds that there's something going on that when a person is, if you decide to get married, one should get married in the ways of Kiddushin that Chazal prescribed to us. One of which is Kesef, person should get married, make a commitment to a woman, and have an object of value given, either kesef or shava kesef, something worth, something of value, a pruta, to give it over. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch explains, it's very important. People should not live together in a haphazard way. This shouldn't be just a one-night stand. If a person wants to be intimate and have a partner for life, the idea is a person should commit, make that commitment, put a ring on it, to actually find a way to lock it in, to find someone with similar values. In fact, in our parsha we find, Eliezer was very concerned for this. He was looking very carefully to see, what are the values of this girl? He has his test with the water and the camels about looking for chesed, and in fact, he gives her a ring. He gives her jewelry. This idea about having a concretized way of showing interest. Furthermore, the Sefer HaChinuch is perhaps known for this idea. that not just specifically giving her a kesef or giving her something of value, specifically a ring is the minhag we've had for many, many, many years. And the Sefer HaChinuch suggests it's because a ring is something she wears all time. For her to have at every opportunity a reminder of this commitment, a reminder of this relationship, of this obligation to each other, for her to wear it all the time is the greatest symbol of this idea. Now I'll give you just a quick vort you can say in any Sheva Brachos. Because if you think about it, the source Chazal say, how do you know a person can get engaged? We call it engaged, but really Kiddushin, real marriage. How do you know a person can get engaged with Kesef? What is the source? What's the source you can get married with Kesef? From this week's Parsha. Earlier in the Parsha, Avram Avinu buys Maras Machpelah from Ephron, and the word kach is used, kach mimani, take the money, kach kicha, is also used by ki kach ish isha, so kiddushin is kicha, purchasing a field to bury Sarah is also kicha, 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 mistay Ephron, Chazal learned out, kesef, a purchase, is how it works. What a wonderfully romantic source for getting married. Buying a burial plot to bury the dead? That's the source for getting married? Very romantic. But seriously, what's going on over here? How could that be the source of kesef, the most common way, which we do, of kiddushin, learned out from buying a field, an acquisition, and specifically burying the dead? Many different ideas, some more wedding humor than others. But the idea, perhaps one could suggest, I've heard this from many of my rebbeim, is the idea is when you have person burying the dead. It's what we call chesed shel emes. Because the person gives without expecting to get anything in return. The person is being buried and can never ever reciprocate that favor. Chesed shel emes isn't only limited to those who are no longer here. It describes a manner of giving in which a person gives without expecting to get back. What a beautiful foundation for marriage, for a person to say, I'm not giving only so that this person gives me back, or what's in it for me? For a person to truly give chesed, a person to truly, as Eliezer found for Yitzchak, a person who was totally about chesed, a person who says, I'm going to give without really an expectation to have to get anything back. A different way to say the same idea is to ask each part of this deal, Avram and Ephron, who won? Who got the better deal? Ephron would say, I had this parking lot, I couldn't have possibly planted anything here, I gave it away for $400 trillion. And Avram would have said, I have all the money in the world. I gave some money away and I got a burial plot for my wife to bury her. And after Avram, the next couple, and the next couple, each side thought they got the better deal. Another foundation for marriage. When each side thinks they got the better deal, they're giving, not looking to get back. I'm so happy, I'm so lucky, I'm so fortunate, I'm so grateful. It's a wonderful opportunity. And I once saw a marriage counselor who has a hanging in their office, and it says, you know, marriage is not 50-50. Divorce is 50-50. Marriage is 100-100. Marriage is 100-100. As long as each side is focused on giving, it builds a healthy relationship, and that is the source of marriage.